From Radio Deutsche Welle, it's Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. I'm Paul Benderow. Hello and welcome to today's Melody Time, which will begin with the music of Jacques Offenbach, the Mozart of the Champs-Élysées, as he's been called. In Offenbach's time, the journey to the moon was nothing more than a futuristic vision, a mixture of fairy tale and pseudo-science. And that's the way Jacques Offenbach presented it to his public on the 26th of November, 1875. A cannon propelled the rocket into space. The voyage was one hair-raising adventure after another. And finally, there was a love story between Earthlings and Moon Dwellers. And, of course, rousing music like this. The imaginative utopian dreams of the French writer Jules Verne fascinated not only the reading public, but also inspired Offenbach to write his opera Le Voyage dans la Lune, The Voyage to the Moon, of which we just heard part of the overture performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra of London under Antonio de Almeida. Offenbach thought he was borrowing from Verne, but the latter accused him of stealing his idea and actually threatened legal action. But somehow the whole business fizzled out, and it was perhaps because of Offenbach's music that Verne's anger was assuaged, who knows. Berlin composer Paul Linke also staged a story about a voyage to the moon. Frau Luna thrilled audiences for the first time in 1899, audiences who in their wildest dreams could probably never imagine that a mere 70 years later, an American named Armstrong would be the first man to walk on the moon. A pity that Paul Linke never lived to see that day. He died some 50 years ago. There could be no better tribute to his memory than Frau Luna's song, Lass den Kopf nicht hängen, Don't Let Your Head Hang Down, in which the lady in the moon pronounces this supreme earthly wisdom. Take your joy in life, that is both wise and clever, for you will surely have time to regret forever.
Wenn ich mich mal verliebe, ich tu's nicht allzu oft, weil jeder, der mich ansieht, sich viel zu viel erhofft. Bei mir darum gesehnt man sich ganz königlich, die Königin des Mondes, Frau Lune, die bin ich. Bei mir gilt jederzeit nur Scherz und Heiterkeit, bei mir gilt jederzeit nur Scherz und Heiterkeit, nur Scherz und Heiterkeit. Lasst den Kopf nicht hängen, Kinder, seid nicht dumm, rebt nach lustigen Klängen euch im Kreis herum. Nicht des Lebens freuen, das ist weit und klug, man kann zu bereuen, lang noch Zeit genug.
Ingeborg Hausstein rendered that thrilling song from Paul Linke's operetta Frau Lune, accompanied by the choir and orchestra of Bavarian Radio under Werner Schmidt-Boelcker. After which we remain in a somewhat romantic, dreamlike mood with our next piece, a lyrical poem, a song without words by Zdeněk Fibich. In the second half of the last century, this composer played an important role in Czech cultural life. Not only was he highly regarded as an insightful critic and widely travelled conductor, his name also appeared regularly on theatre and concert programmes. Fibich composed operas, music for plays, symphonies, overtures, chamber music, songs, and, on top of everything else, also wrote an excellent instructional work for the piano. Most of his work has been forgotten. About the only piece that survived is the poem from his orchestral suite, A Summer's Evening, whose lovely melody has become an all-time favourite.
Thank you.
Poem by the Czech composer Zdeněk Fibich. Richard Müller-Lampertz led the ensemble that calls itself simply Ein großes Streichorchester, a large string orchestra. We'll continue with the music of Richard Wagner. Even if you're not a big fan of Wagner's dramatic works, you have to admit that some of his melodies are extremely well known. Above all, the choruses, of which Wagner was an undisputed master. One of these choruses contains a melody which has become one of the most often played in the world, the Bridal Chorus from Wagner's opera Lohengrin. It served as the musical framework for countless weddings, although not so often in its original form, as we hear it now. chorus and orchestra of the German Opera Berlin, conducted by Heinrich Hollreiser, with the bridal chorus from Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin. Melody Time continues with members of the orchestra of the Vienna Folk Opera, conducted by Franz Bauer Teussel, and, as we'd expect from Vienna, in 3/4 time. The composer doesn't quite fit into the Viennese stereotype, even if his waltzes are comparable to the very best from that city on the Danube. The composer Juventino Rosas was actually a native of Mexico, who in 1888 courted the woman of his dreams with the waltz Über die Wellen, Over the Waves. Evidently the woman failed to be impressed, but his music has become a favourite with waltz lovers the world over.
Thank you.
Over the Waves, a waltz by Mexican composer Juventino Rosas. We'll close today's program with one of Rossini's best love opera overtures. Rossini was all of 20 years old when he composed La Scala di Seta, The Silk Ladder, and that was by no means his first work for the stage. Within just a few years, he penned more than 20 operas. Today, the Rossini Renaissance is in full swing. But while we're in the process of becoming reacquainted with his operas, the overtures have been hugely popular all along. Even during his lifetime, Rossini's music caught on so well that it spawned scores of copies and arrangements. So, to wrap up the show, here's the overture to The Silk Ladder in an arrangement from Rossini's time for an ensemble the Germans call Harmoniemusik, a setting for mixed winds.
Thank you.
silk ladder with a twist. Proving the durability of Rossini's opera overtures was that arrangement for winds. Well, our melody time is up. I do hope you've enjoyed the selections. They were compiled and researched by Barbara Anders, Rick Falker was the producer, and Rüdiger Ott, the studio engineer. I'm Paul Benderode, Radio Deutsche Welle. Join us again, won't you?